Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's always interesting because Mike and I were talking about this the other day, that with the offensive line, how every year that's, you know, you guys are like, oh, we're not good enough, not good enough. But then offensively, we're pretty good offense the last 2 years. And a number of you guys have talked about how the guys have improved. You know, those guys on the offensive line have worked their tails off. We feel confident in them. The coaching staff believes in them. And Butch and Mike and Frank have done a great job, and Lem, in helping those guys develop and work. And so I think the important thing is they all work together. It's a really cohesive unit, and just watching them work together is great every day. They hang out together, so it's a very close-knit unit. That said, yeah, we'll add someone to the practice squad like we always do. And just for your information, we released Jack Driscoll recently because we claimed Grant Dubose, wide receiver, and so that was the roster move for him. Jack's a good kid, worked his tail off. It's just unfortunately a numbers crunch for us. But we're confident in the offensive line. So again, you know, it's just one of those. It's, you know, Mike and I just, we always kind of chuckle, you know. I know you guys made a joke about me saying that you guys are more worried about it than we are. Internally, that's how we feel about our group here as a team.
Chris Greer right there
laughing
at
face.
Omar.
In Omar Kelly's face.
In your grill, fam.
About the offensive line.
Ha, ha, ha. Funny man.
You know,
it ain't gonna be funny in December.
That's what I'm saying.
It ain't gonna be funny in December.
Sounds very confident about that.
I don't even agree with Jack Driscoll being released.
I thought he was all right.
I thought he was better than Lester Cotton. But you know what? We'll see. We shall see.
Is that the biggest question mark on this Dolphins team, the offensive line?
Yeah.
No.
Wait, really?
No. And here's let me explain why. Mm. One, we've seen the offensive line without their alpha.
Teron,
who hasn't practiced, who probably will begin practicing today.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'm fine with the Teron program. I'm fine with bubble boying him. I have absolute, like, if you think about this season, like, for those who don't know, and those who are not familiar with me and my work, I'm obsessed with the offensive line. Mm. I'm obsessed with trench play. That's my jam. That's what I watch. I love that. Them 300-pounders, them's my dudes.
You like the big uglies.
I like the big uglies. That's football is beautiful in the trenches. You can watch the ball. That's for you. You can have it. All you fantasy football people, you can have the ball. Give me the trenches. I will see what happens with the ball on that Jumbotron, on that replay. You will never see what I saw. You will never see it. Now, Teron is a warrior in the trenches. Old, fragile.
Sounds like a warrior.
But, right, put it. He like, what's that movie? With that the old man from Mel Gibson. He like Mel Gibson in Braveheart.
Braveheart. William Wallace?
Give him a sword.
You know his arms and legs were spread across the rivers at the end of Braveheart. You know that, right?
No, I didn't. Okay. I don't know if I've ever finished Braveheart.
Okay, yeah. Good reference then.
All right.
And it was spreading body parts
Scratch that. Okay.
I failed to see the comparison.
Scratch what I just said.
We're not going to draw and quarter Teron Armstead, Vlad.
All right, scratch that. Game of Thrones, Battle of the Bastards.
Okay.
All right? I forget what the Jon Snow. Jon Snow.
Okay. That's Teron?
That's Teron.
He's a warrior.
He's a warrior.
Then Jon Snow died.
Once again, let's just get to the fact that Teron.
Can we get to the fact that, you know.
All right, go ahead.
You a Jets hater. That's what I forgot. I forgot who I'm talking about. Let me turn around.
That was a drawn and quarter reference, man.
I'm also a movie and television lover, and I'm just saying that if you're making a comparison to that, the character that you're comparing to usually has a nasty ending.
Can I get to my point?
Go ahead.
Can I get to my point?
I'm hoping.
All right. He's a warrior. We have not seen the line without their warrior. Teron is the type of left tackle. He's got his side. You don't have to worry about it.
That's good.
Slide all that protection all the way over there.
That's good.
Take care of everybody else.
I like it.
Teron, whoever's there, don't matter whoever it is, he's got it. Okay? Mm-hmm. We have not seen the line with that. And now that they can game plan and build around that, and hopefully he's healthy. If Teron practices once per week, who cares as long as he goes out there and he does his job?
Yeah.
So that's where we are. So we have not seen the line with that. But to answer your question, I'm more concerned about the defensive line because there's two guys on it, Zach Sealer and Calais Campbell, and one of them is 37.
Yes, that is true. That is true.
So what happens if one of them gets hurt? What happens then? Who's the backup? Who's going to fill it in? Who's going to be your nose tackle?
Yeah, you're kind of trying to figure that one out right there.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff you got to figure out. Like right now, Calais Campbell's going to have to play like 30 snaps a season.
A game.
And I don't know.
He ain't going to make it past week 8 if he's got to play 30 snaps.
Why you got to be like that?
Because he's old.
It's the Jets hating you.
No, it's not. It's not. No. That's all right, listen. As much as I'm a diehard Jets fan, I'm also objective. So when I will rip my team and I will be very, very 30 complimentary.
You know how many snaps 30 snaps a season is? 5'10".
Yeah, fam, you're trying to hold that man to 300 this year. At least 300 to 350. You're not trying to see
400.
So that's still 100 snaps too much for him. I mean, two more than you're expecting. So when it comes to December and January, he won't be a tired man. Remember, the old don't like sun. The old don't like the good hot weather now. So when, yeah, I'm going to tell you why. They get hot, they get tired quick. Yeah. So when it's December and January, 1 p.m., and he's played 100 more snaps.
He's a Miami guy.
Okay. All right. We'll see. He's not. That man is really supposed to use, like you said, 25 to 30 snaps a game. If he's playing more than that, I don't see how he's going to last towards the end of the season.
Might surprise you.
You know, and is there any people out there that might be available that maybe the Dolphins can sign? You know how
clearly nobody.
There's no free agent. I mean, there's no mercenary. Clear.
You know what? Let me take that back. I have scanned the waiver wire. It's not much there. But there are also veterans who understand that there are new rules in the NFL. well, this isn't really a new rule, but vested veterans, if you have 5 or more years of experience, if you're at year 5 and you're on a roster for the first week of the regular season, you're on a roster today. Like, if you show up for work today, your entire contract, I think you actually have to play in the game, the first game. Your entire contract is guaranteed.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
So if you show up for work on Sunday and are on that field, your entire contract is guaranteed for that year. Teams don't want to do that.
No.
They would rather cut the veteran, re-sign him week 2. Like Marcus May, I really thought they would have cut him and signed him week 2. But they didn't. I'm proud of them because, you know, being gangster like that, it's to save a dollar. That I don't support that. So there could be some defensive line help.
But if they're that good, wouldn't they already be picked up?
They're already on Samaji's roster.
Yeah.
Correct. Yes. Yes.
To say you're going to find a diamond in the rough, that's really reaching.
I mean, it's possible.
It's possible.
Right now, if you need a cornerback, Xavier Howard's ready for work. And that's a diamond.
I think it's what price.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I didn't tell you it was cheap. I didn't say it was going to be cheap. Yeah. So that's where the NFL is right now in terms of those veterans. So there could be a defensive lineman out there who's looking for work who could help you. Like, hell, Ndamukong Suh can unretire at any minute. And he could definitely help this team. Not that I would want Ndamukong Suh on this team, because I certainly don't. Ndamukong Suh is a walking cancer. But I think like that they thought about it. They flirted with it. They brought him in for a workout last year. And even I asked the people in the locker room, I'm like, yo, you know, this dude's a cancer, right? You know, this dude killed his team cancer wise. He like gave you terminal illness the last time he was here. And their locker leadership was like, we got it. We all right. And even if he don't act right, we just tell him to get him out. Mm. So there's veterans out there that could help you. But I don't know. We'll see.
Great. Now we have to worry about the trenches. Offensive line,
both
defensive
them.
Line.
Both of them. Yeah, I'm far more worried about. Like, okay, Sealer and Clayus. What else you got?
It is going to be interesting to see Zach Sealer. I thought he was fantastic, but how much of it was him playing off of? No, I'm asking. Was part of it him just playing off Christian Wilkins?
They were a great tandem.
They were a great duo. He's the leader of the defense this year, am I correct?
No.
Who's the leader of the defense? Jalen Ramsey?
Jalen Ramsey.
Okay, Jalen Ramsey.
Jordan Poyer. Calais Campbell.
Jordan Poyer, who you said has no range.
Don't you have to repeat that in this hour. I said that in the earlier hour when I didn't think people were listening. you don't have to let those secrets out before they actually play the game.
Okay.
I mean,
and then we got
people watch the film. Like, if you watch the film, you saw how he was using in Buffalo. He that basically hints that he doesn't have range anymore.
Okay. See what we can do. We've got Anthony Weaver. He can maybe work some magic there. Well, I like Javon Holland out there at safety. He's going to be another key contributor this year.
Or cornerback.
Yeah. I mean, no arguments about Jalen Ramsey, how good he is. He's the best cornerback in the game.
He's not healthy right now, by the way.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So we kick off Sunday at 1, correct?
Yes, Sunday at 1 against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and it's a showdown of the two new money quarterbacks.
I was going to say, could it be a 42-38 game?
Showdown of the two new money quarterbacks.
Could be a high-scoring affair.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Does the offense look good at least?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, from what we've seen.
Except for the injury quarterback. The wide receivers are not. They're hurt. I haven't seen Tyreek catch a pass in 2 weeks.
You haven't seen Tyreek? What about Jalen Waddle? Anything from him?
Hurt.
What about Odell Beckham Jr.? just for the record, Your Honor, what is about Odell Beckham Jr.?
Hurt.
River Craycraft?
Hurt.
Jonnu Smith?
Healthy.
Tight end?
Healthy right now.
How much of an upgrade has Jonnu Smith at tight end from, let's just say, Durham Smythe last year, who, you know, of course.
He's still here. Durham's still
I know,
here.
No, but I'm saying but as your quote-unquote number one tight end.
Durham was your number three receiver last year.
I thought he was good. He just didn't catch a touchdown.
They didn't throw him. How many touchdowns?
No, I'm just saying.
You act like he got balls in the end zone. Like,
I was a Durham Smythe fan.
Like you act like people throwing him passes in the end zone. I don't think Durham was even thrown to in the end zone.
If you were sitting next to me in the press box, you would have heard me.
I got Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Raheem Mostert, Devon Achane. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm not throwing to Durham Smite in the end zone.
I thought he did a great job last year.
He did. Durham was a phenomenal play last year. He's not getting balls in the end zone.
No, you got too many weapons, man.
You got too many weapons. But Janu is now, let me see where I put him weapon-wise.
Now, that's an interesting, where do you put him as a weapon?
Because number four weapon on the team. Tyreek, number five, maybe.
Tyreek, Waddle, Mostert, Achane?
There you go.
And then?
Janu.
Okay.
And he might be number three. He might be number three. Janu, I've always been a fan of his, going back to his FIU days and going back to his early days in Tennessee. I was very impressed with what I saw from Atlanta. Best signing this offseason from the Dolphins. Best signing, no question. I thought Calais might be the best signing. Janu is clearly the best signing. Calais is going to save your season, but Janu is going to add a new element, a new wrinkle to the number one offense in the NFL.
Yeah, and you're saying he's healthy.
I think.
You think?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure on that one.
But no, Johnny Smith, definitely very excited to have him on the team as the tight end, at least tight end number one. You got a good core right there and a lot of weapons.
They got a lot of weapons, brother.
We put a lot into this offense, so a lot's going to be expected. Is there going to be the growth curve with Anthony? When I say we've talked about the personnel, but we saw last year it took a little while for the defense to kind of gel. Is there going to be that kind of...
Last year it took a little while for the defense to kind of gel.
Yep.
Is there going to be that kind of reaction to it?
Learning curve possibly this year?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. No doubt.
So, Vlad, you want to get that over in week one of the season?
Absolutely.
I don't care what the number is. I want the over.
I'm taking the over on a lot of Dolphins games.
And you know Mike McDaniel's been scheming all offseason long.
I don't know what you guys are talking about because I don't do that gambling stuff.
Okay, yeah, it's too much, man.
Sure.
I don't know that life. I don't know that life.
Well, speaking of weapons, the Miami Hurricanes have a new weapon. But
I'm so happy you're talking about the Hurricanes because all these texts are like, oh, my God, you guys haven't talked about the Hurricanes all morning. And I was like, well, you know.
Oh, I'm getting attacked on text line. I'm not getting attacked on Twitter because I said Cam Ward should learn to be a pocket quarterback.
Wow. You would think people, if they started listening to the show from the beginning, they would have known that we talked about the Canes from yesterday if you listened to the Dan and Vlad show and this morning. So I'm happy that you're bringing it up so I can hear people stop bitching.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
We're going to talk about that new weapon and how he might be quote unquote gambling a little bit too much. That's next here on the Joe Rose Show, 560 WQAM.
Perfect time to say goodbye. When I come back like joy, we're in the 4-5. It ain't to play games with you.
Join the WQAM on air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars Wednesday, September 25th, presented by Edmore's Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoy a fine whiskey, a good cigar, and Dolphins, Canes, Heat, and Panthers conversation with the WQAM staff. It's free to attend, but you need to RSVP at WQAM.com, which will get you an invite in and a complimentary cigar. Must be 21 or over. Drink responsibly. Talk sports with the WQAM on-air staff at Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars Wednesday, September 25th at Smoke on the Water in Weston, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, sponsored by injury law firm Cohen and Judah. Speaking Canes, Cam Ward looked great in week one, but Omar, you do have a little concern for the way that he played against Florida.
Yeah, that style is not going to last. You are not going to be playing the entire season that way.
Come on, fam.
What?
He's dynamic.
He can be dynamic, but will that style last? There's a reason why Lamar Jackson has been focused the last 2 years on becoming a pocket quarterback. There's a reason why Patrick Mahomes does not scramble until clutch moments, December games, postseason. There's a reason why Josh Allen
tries to
labor to curb his game, and then when the season was struggling, he's like, screw it, let me start scrambling.
So your problem is with him is that he doesn't have to necessarily do it all the time.
He does not have to do that.
When you have to.
Yes.
And what you saw from...
He was leaning way too much on it. And you do not have to play that way. You've got a great offensive line. You've got a good running game. You've got talented receivers. Play in the pocket. Third downs, I'll allow it. Red zone, I'll allow it. But you need to learn and focus on how to be more of a traditional pass pocket quarterback. You can get hurt playing the way that you played. And when you get hurt, your season goes down the toilet.
So I had the hand on the
he is your best asset. He's the most talented player that we've seen in Hurricanes. And
Quarterback-wise? Ever.
No, ever. Don't do that. Don't do it. It's one game, fam.
I know, fam. You've never had an athletic quarterback.
I know you're a Dorsey fan. Don't disrespect Dorsey like that. Don't disrespect Dorsey like that.
Is Dorsey athletic as Cam Ward?
No, no.
Okay, then.
But he's got to be. I need him to be a quarterback. I don't need him to be an athletic quarterback.
But no, all right. But we also say, this is why, I agree with you, to what you're saying. But this is why I gotta give you a little. I gotta give you a little fight back. We also always talk about the quarterback that can make the play mm-hmm. when everything is not
yes.
set like that, and he can do that.
Yes.
I don't know if Ken Dorsey in his prime and when he was with you, he didn't have to. When you had Mount McKinney and all that great
That's
offensive
fair.
Line, you didn't have to.
That's fair.
This guy can get out the pocket mm-hmm. and not necessarily have to scramble.
Mm-hmm.
Just give
Some
himself
sidearm throws, cross
just give
body
enough
throws.
Time.
Yes,
I've never seen that from a UF quarterback.
I pray to God he knows how to slide. I pray to God.
I hear you. No, you're right.
I pray to God. I don't know.
I hear you. I understand what you're saying, but I've never seen a quarterback at UM. I mean, and I know it's after one game.
Kenny Kelly?
Yeah, but I don't know if Kenny could throw the ball like the way
no,
Cam
he can't
was.
Throw
Cam out
ball.
Of cannon.
The King kid?
Derek King? He doesn't have touch the way Cam. Does.
Okay, one game still. I mean, Cody,
game,
he does
though.
Have a body of work with
no,
Incarnate
it's not one
Word
game. One game
Washington
with University
hopefully,
of Miami.
Hopefully, he can only play the first half against Florida A&M. No disrespect to the Rattlers. I love you. No. And we get to see what the backup quarterback looks like. Because if he continues to play the way he played against Florida.
So you expect the backup quarterback. You're going to
need the backup quarterback.
He did seem sometimes a little cavalier.
You better get that backup quarterback ready. And you because he not gonna last that playing that way.
Yeah, but when you're doing plays like this, man,
I don't care.
Get excited,
how big is he? You act like he's Josh Allen size. Mm-hmm. You act like he's Cam Newton size. Isn't he like 6'1"?
Okay.
Yeah, that ain't gonna last, bro. Listen. There is a Do you really want him to be RG3'd?
No.
No, he's not RG3. Come on, man.
I said RG3'd.
No.
Okay, like, do you want them problems?
No.
Learn to be a pocket quarterback. Like, you have everything you need to be a pocket quarterback. There's nothing that you don't need. There's nothing that you don't have.
I mean, if there's one thing Mario can do, he can get offensive linemen.
Yeah, and develop them. He's a good offensive line coach. You know, I coached Mario. I covered Mario when he was an offensive line coach.
I was going to say, you coached Mario. When was this?
Yeah, tight end coach and offensive line coach for Mario. He coached Eric Winston as a tight end.
And got him to the offensive line.
And then got him to the offensive line. Yes, he did.
And got him drafted in the NFL.
Yeah. Listen, I love what I saw from Cam Ward. I think that we probably have, based on one game, the most promising quarterback that we've had in Cane's history. This season will go down the flusher if something happens to him. Do you want to DVD him?
No.
Okay, so stay your behind in the pocket.
So basically, run when you absolutely have to. You've got the good arm. You can make the plays. Not saying that, you know, be elusive, but at the same time, I understand what you're saying. It only takes, and you can ask Tua Tagovailoa, takes one hit.
Thank you.
It's one hit.
Tua is the perfect example
of
this.
Yeah, but Tua.
But I'm just saying,
you know, Tua was an athletic quarterback before, you know, the hip got broke.
He was elusive?
Yeah, he was elusive. And he's still elusive. Nah, you got lost a little weight. You got a little shake to him.
Got a little swagger.
Got a little shake to him. Tua gave up the sugar.
No, I hear what you're everything you said is right. Like, you want your guy in on third and four. If you got to run
third and four, run. Yeah, run, man.
But first and 10 or second
man,
and 8.
Man, stay your behind in that pocket.
Yeah.
Throw that check down.
I got you.
I agree.
I just had to give you a little fight back on that because I haven't seen a quarterback with that skills like that.
Understand
behind you.
Y'all got to understand. Okay,
before you went.
I didn't live the game. I was moving. I finally have a residence. Thank you, Jesus. I was moving. Y'all know I've been homeless for like a month, but anyway.
No, I didn't know that. Damn, bro.
That's so
rough and tough.
Yeah, it was
hard times, Daddy.
Hard times, but I'm in a beautiful pad. I had to wait a month for it, but I'm in it. So I didn't get to watch the game, but so I was living through your highlights.
Yeah.
I was living through Twitter. I saw these tremendous plays. I was like, oh my God, this kid could do this. So then, when I finally got a chance to go to the DVR and watch the game, not only was I expecting to see these plays. But then I was expecting to see the not highlight plays. And when I watched the entirety of the game, not only was I thoroughly impressed, I was scared for him. He Ooh. Plays a very dangerous style of quarterback.
Yeah.
And you will get hurt. They will destroy you in the NFL you play like
oh,
that.
Oh, no, in the NFL.
No, but that's what I'm saying. You don't think that yes, every team in college is not the NFL. But do you think he could play like that in the NFL?
No, there's no
way.
So
why the hell would you be trying to play like that in college?
That's what I'm saying, too. Even if he knows how to fall, or he's elusive, or he gets down, or he gets out of bounds, it only takes one hit.
All it takes is one hit.
One hit.
One. That's how Tua got hurt. Scrambling, improvising, trying to make a play,
and I want to say
and a Mississippi
State
lineman
already,
fell on you.
They
yes.
were already up like by yeah, 21.
Exactly. Like, don't do that. Like, Mario should not be playing him late. Get your lead, get him out, start developing that young quarterback. Bro, that guy is good. You better make sure he stays healthy for the entire season. Otherwise, your season's going to be trash.
It sucks. You know, I said they're making the playoffs this year, and that's because of him. Yeah. So you don't want to – I hear what he's saying. But Cam is Cam, though. I mean, those skills is
– Okay.
Those skills are unbelievable,
okay,
bro.
You say Cam is Cam. Don't you think they're going to have to coach that
yes,
stuff out of him
yes,
in the NFL?
Yes.
Because they will destroy yes, you.
No.
You play like that, you're not playing five games.
Omar, you're right. And I'm still excited.
You're excited because of what you saw.
Saw it, right.
It was so damn dynamic. Yeah, okay, that's good. But
I also saw him in Washington State as well. Like the texture, you're right. He was a pocket passer. Florida does it. I mean, it's not like he was going against Chop Liver here. Florida has a decent front seven. This is the SEC that we're playing
okay.
that they were playing against.
Right.
I get it. Now you're right. Not every damn play he needs to be doing.
Ooh,
it.
He was doing it every play.
Right. Not every damn play. And you're right. UM has studs
like,
everywhere.
I watched the highlight. I saw the highlights, and then I went to watch the game, and I was like, damn, he didn't do this just in spot moments. He was doing this the whole damn game.
But yeah. Sometimes you like the you see when you make the comparison because when I look at him, I kind of see a little Josh Allen in him, in the fact that
a tiny itty bitty Josh
right,
Allen.
Right, but like no, yeah. not because of size, just in the way they attack, you know, the way they're always it's always on goal with those guys. Like they just want to go down your throat. Pause. They down the field, you know. They're just trying to kill you guys. And
yeah.
Cam, that's what I like. You like an aggressive quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He's always on go, and sometimes they do a little too much, and which means a detriment to their team and their health. But that's also what makes them special.
Yes, I didn't say take away what makes him special.
Right.
I'm not saying that. Lamar Jackson, what makes Lamar special? The threat of the run. How
right.
often is he trying to run?
Not as much anymore.
Okay.
But when he
Same
has
thing
to
with
go,
Josh
he
Allen.
Has to go.
Exactly. Same thing with Josh Allen. The threat of the run. Josh Allen's the size of a damn defensive end.
Yes. He's a big boy.
Like... Did you see what happened to Cam Newton in his career?
Yeah. I was going
to
bring
that
up.
But that was Cam because Cam was just – he just didn't want to
– Yeah. I mean, and he could only play one style. Cam was never a pocket quarterback.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Sometimes these guys, it's a gift and a curse.
Yeah, I mean.
And if they don't get the right coaching, the right coordinators to
You got to coach that out of here, man.
But, I mean, look, we talk about Tua. Tua found the right coach that maximized his strengths.
Yeah.
And try to limit his weaknesses. We're not telling Tua to get out of the pocket and scramble or anything like that. No. Get that ball out quick. Boom. Get it to your receivers. Get it to those talented playmakers on the outside. Cam Ward was doing that, and sometimes he had to get out the pocket, extend plays, and he made plays. That's what you want your quarterback to do. So it's a gift and a curse. I hear what you're saying, but I can't limit him sometimes. You know what I mean?
Like I didn't say you don't have to do it all the time, but third and four, you said third and four. Young man, play ball. Play ball, be dangerous. Third and four, I give you the green light. Red zone, I give you the green light. Every other play, dial it down. Third and eight, I don't even know if I want you doing it on third and eight.
You better get 9 yards. You better get 9 yards. That's why
I live to fight another day.
First and ten.
I live to fight another day.
You know, people who don't get burned are the ones that don't play with fire. You keep going out there and you put yourself in that position. Like I said, it's one hit, it's one missed ball, it's one bad move, and it can happen. And the more and more you put yourself out there in those situations, the more likely that it can happen. I want it to be dynamic. And heck, if the field opens up and it's third and eight and there's no one in sight and right down the middle he can run, yeah, please play. But
yeah, the coach, I'm giving you the green light on that. Yeah,
but I mean, that's
what it's a slide. It's a slide out. It's the roll to the back. It's running across the field, cross body, improvised hot route. Like, you know, oh, I'm going to throw across the field. Like, come on, bro. Like, he did that how many times? About 6 times yesterday?
Yeah. Small sample size.
I mean,
too.
So, yeah. Like, we can't play like that every game.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It'll catch up to you eventually.
I'm not expecting him to do that against Ball State and FAMU, who are the next two opponents. No disrespect to your team, but if you're going against
I felt the disrespect.
With Omar on that.
I felt the disrespect. Our band is going to whoop your band. You know what?
Is it a 100-man band?
I mean,
we got more than 100.
But isn't that what it's called?
It's the 100, yes.
Okay.
So. And it's the 100 because when they march, their knees are not at a 90-degree angle. It's at a 100-degree angle.
What?
Now you got it?
I got it now. Hey, man, I'm trying to.
You got it now?
I think I'm a little more knowledgeable than most, knowing at least that.
It's not a 100-member band. Carroll City has a 100-member band. The marching 100 is we don't march at 90-degree angle on our knees. We march at 100.
See?
Okay? Thank you. Trying to educate the people around here. And if you are going to that game,
don't miss halftime.
Don't miss halftime. Sit down, enjoy yourself, and make sure you sit on the side where the band is actually playing towards you.
Texas are ripping you, boy.
What? Why are they ripping me?
They said, okay, let me read some of these Texas. Like,
they don't get it. They don't get it.
Until it gets hurt.
Yeah, until it gets hurt, then you'll get it.
954, leave it to Omar to find some black cloud and what was a great college football day.
Phenomenal game.
Wait, phenomenal game.
Showcase Heisman ability. You know how he's not going to win the Heisman? He's not going to be on the field.
If he gets hurt. I mean, I don't know if that's a black cloud. It's just a warning. Look, you get the best out of your players. Sometimes you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them. Can't, like you said, Lamar Jackson can't run every down.
Hey, 5'6", 5'6", 1. Bro, he's 6'2", 223. Allen, 6'5", 237. It's not that big of a difference.
Yes,
Omar.
It is. That's
Omar's
huge.
Acting like it's Bryce Young, 5'10", 190 pounds, soaking wet, man. Compared to Big Ben.
Bryce Young catching some shrapnel.
Bryce, you ever see the picture? He looks like he's the towel boy. Bryce Young. You went 7'8", 6".
I promise you, Cam Ward is not 6'2".
7'8", 6". You want to put handcuffs in our leader? I don't. I hand him more weapons. Faith, a great leader.
You don't get the transfer portal's closed. You can't hand him more weapons.
954, you two are idiots. The only thing Cam needs to fix is the throws behind the wide receiver. Other than that, staying behind the OL, the offensive line protection should be easy. That was an adult playing versus children. I want to know who the two idiots, because I was saying, you know, let Cam be Cam. So I think they're talking to you, Omar.
Okay.
Dan.
Okay.
You know. It doesn't matter.
It's one game sample size. Omar and I are looking at a whole season because they want to play 16 more. If you caught the quote.
Yeah, well, the playoffs. Yeah, the playoffs. Dude, if you really think about it, college football is just basically the NFL.
Hold on. It's 16 now?
Wait, 13 games and the playoffs.
13 game. It's 13 game scheduled? No, hold on. ACC. No. ACC championship. Okay.
And then you have 16 teams. I mean, there's 12 teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not in the top.
God damn.
Yeah.
16 games?
You're about
to play. After they quoted some of the Hurricanes players, it was like, we got 16 more.
I'm going to tell you this.
That means 17 games. Hold on, wait a minute.
Hold on.
That's what they said. I'm just quoting.
I'm trying to get some clarity here. How many games are we playing to win a championship now?
There's 12 games.
I would just like to, for
the
record.
They have 12 games for the regular season, right?
Okay. ACC championship.
ACC championship would be 13. Uh-huh. And then if they play in the first round of the 12-team playoffs.
They shouldn't play in the first round if they win the ACC.
But
right?
I said they'd win the ACC. Maybe they're expecting to lose the ACC.
No, we're already counting that game.
Oh, so we're counting them? So they get a bye.
Okay.
So they would get a bye. I think, the first four get a bye?
Yes. And first four get a bye.
So then they play five plays 12, six plays 11, seven plays 10, eight plays 9, and then.
That play three playoff
so
games.
So then we have eight games. Eight turns into four. Four turns into two. And then that's it. Three more games.
Four, two.
16.
Three.
15, 16.
16 games.
16 games. You're playing an NFL schedule.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of games.
That's why they're getting the money now.
Damn.
It makes sense now.
Damn.
They're basically playing an NFL schedule now with the added playoff game, so pay these guys the money.
Cam Ward's being paid handsomely. I wonder what he's driving because, you know, the last quarterback had a 7 Series BMW. I'm curious. Is he a Rolls Royce man?
Who?
Cam Ward.
I don't know if he's a Rolls Royce. I don't know.
Somebody got to tell me what he's driving. I want to know what whip the quarterback drives. That tells you a lot about somebody. I'm just saying.
We're not putting handcuffs on our quarterback. A lot of people are saying that we're trying to put handcuffs on Cam Ward. We're not. We're just saying that he needs to be prudent.
More selective.
Prudent with his scrambling at times.
Not prudent. More selective. More selective. Stay in the pocket. Stop. Okay, if it's a rollout play, that's a whole different ball game than you getting off script and eluding the pocket and extending plays. Extending plays is a dangerous thing to do. And it's not dangerous because it could lead to a bad play. No, extending plays could lead to you getting hurt. And that's how Tua Tagovailoa got hurt. That's how most of these quarterbacks. Think about the quarterbacks. Think about the NFL. Last season, how many starting quarterbacks got hurt in this league?
A lot.
I think it was like 10 starters.
A lot.
Suffered season-ending injuries. 10 of 32.
Yeah, and Tua was the only one of, two or three quarterbacks to play every game last season.
This is no accident. The name of the business is hurt these quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I used to cover a Florida State team where they prided themselves in putting quarterbacks out the game. You know how you put yourself at risk? Keep extending plays. Keep getting out of the pocket. Stay behind your offensive line.
Yeah, but then there's a flip to that. There's always a flip to that.
What's the flip?
That if he extends the plays and makes a play and continues the drive and you score and you win, guess what? That's because
you win a Heisman.
Yeah, you win a Heisman, you win a national title.
Yes. That's correct.
Why is that? Because you extended
it's his
play.
Nature. Clearly, it's his nature to do this.
He's a playmaker.
Clearly, it's his nature to do this. What I'm telling him is to dial it back. Be a little bit more disciplined. Be selective. Patrick Mahomes can play the exact same way. Does he do that on a regular, consistent basis? No.
But he's not. Okay. But can the level of competition cause you to play that way? It wasn't like they were going against Chop Liver. They were going against their in-state rival. This is a big rivalry game. Somebody texted this earlier. Could emotions of the game also have you playing
this is your big
that
showcase.
Way?
You're on the national map.
You're on the national
watch
game.
Now.
You were one of the big national games in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe those plays are the reason why.
And now, if I see him doing that against FAMU.
But also, those are the plays that they're going to showcase.
Yes. When you're a draft prospect. Yes, absolutely. I get it. He's got a lot. He's got a lot of reason to do this. And I was thoroughly impressed. But you're not playing 16 games if you keep playing like that. You're not. There's no way. Unless you're made of titanium, nah. One of these teams, they gonna put that thing on you.
But fam, when you do plays like this, you kinda wanna see this.
Ward looking over the Gators defense. Here's the snap. He looks. Pressure spins out of it. Looking at the left side. He might run. No, he fires. End zone. It's gone. It's gone for a touchdown. It's Jacoby George on the back line of the end zone. A big moment for Ward and George. Touchdown, Miami. Another moment of magic. My goodness gracious. There's delight for Miami and devastation for the Gators. Miami 37 and the Gators 10.
You want to stop that? You want him to stop doing that?
No, he's not going to stop doing that because he's always going to be able to do that. What I need him to do is be more disciplined and don't put himself in harm's way and risk injury, because there are going to be 15 more teams that are trying to put him out the game. That's going to be their goal.
Long season. We'll have to see more of that next here on the Joe Rose Show, 560 WQAM. Gotta say this, the U do have their swag back, and rightfully so. Going into Florida, first game of the year, 41-17. Cam Ward looks like he was born to play for Swag U. I don't know if you heard some of the comments. Of course, Omar Kelly, Vladimir Lusson, I am Dan Day, joining you on this Labor Day. Some of the comments, Cam Ward talking a little bit of noise after the game, saying, you know, if you're a fan base and you want to be loud, you might want to be loud when we're in the huddle, not when we're lining up, because the communication is already done. And at that, he went on to say that Ben Hill Griffith Stadium, not the loudest stadium he's been in. He said, I played USC when I was in the Pac-12. It wasn't even packed. They were louder there. He said, Oregon, much louder than the Florida Gators. He said, great atmosphere, though. Glad we got the win, but not a heated stadium, at least in his opinion. And Mario Cristobal was even talking some noise. You see him doing the chomp and saying, yeah, this is what rivalries are about. Their fans hate us. We hate them. I like it.
I'm a Gator hater, so I support all things in terms of making Gainesville people feel like trash today.
I was all for it. I mean, I'm not a Gator lover in my own right either.
It's, you know, the Gators, they have this smug, pompous mentality about them, especially in the media contingent. All you Gators, I hate you.
Whoa.
So to see them get the smack beat out of them, humbling. See a Gator be humbled.
Oh yeah, I was at the Hard Rock Casino Saturday night. I went to go see Jane's Addiction, and you could tell there was a lot of people who put their Gators gear on before the game and watched it at the casino. Mm-hmm. And every time I looked at them, because you know you probably didn't bring a change.
They
of clothes,
had that look of shame.
I just nodded my head like, oh no, that's not right. That's not right. But Cam Ward, you got to admit, it looks like. Of course, one game, but the good fit. He's got that swagger. He's got that confidence. He talks that talk. Got that body language. Looks like he belongs at the University of Miami. It looks like the University of Miami kind of needs somebody like him.
I don't know. They need an alpha. Sure.
He's definitely that.
Yeah, let's see. I need to see a bigger body of work. I'm ready. How long the Canes been bad? Mediocre. Lackluster. How long have they not made it to a Peach Bowl?
20 years.
It's been Orange Bowl one season in 20 years.
They were once, yeah.
They were good once. Well, they were good once in two decades.
Decent. They've been decent.
They were good once in two decades. Finally, we got a savior, huh? That's what we got?
Well, listen, man. I mean, look. Canes were... Not only were they happy with the win, but they were talking a lot of trash. They were even talking to the University of Florida's recruits. That's, by the way, that's nasty look. Let me tell you how what a
nasty
look.
Nah, that ain't no
oh,
nasty
no, no, no,
look.
No. Not on the Canes. Not on the Canes part. Nasty look is when you bring in your recruits to see a big rivalry game and then you get your ass stomped like that by the rival. And then the rival comes to your recruits and starts talking like, hey, on like some Suge Knight. Hey, man. If you ain't down with all this losing and gator chomping, why don't you come down to South Florida? Come down to University of Miami.
Well, a lot of these guys are being recruited by both schools.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just come down to University of Miami.
You know what's going to help the recruiting?
Winning.
Money.
Yep.
Oh, that's true.
All that stuff is out the window, Vlad, now.
That is one of the biggest misnomers in recruiting. oh, if we lose, we're going to lose these recruits. No, you're not.
Show me the money.
Well, we talked about this a little bit yesterday on our show, and the Texter just brought this up. What do you think about the Gators people trying to stop the University of Miami players from recruiting the recruits out there? No, they were shoving. It was pushing. If you saw that.
Yeah.
It was a little, like, she was, you know.
If she get punched, and
then what happens? Yeah, that could have been a nasty situation, and what would have put a nasty mark on a beautiful victory for the Canes. But I like the fact that the Canes players were going to the recruits. I'm like,
yeah,
hey man, come down to the U. Like, that's some swag. That's swag right there.
I want to see them continue to play with confidence. I want to see them continue to grow. One of my major criticisms about the University of Miami program, and this is not exclusive to Mario Cristobal, because I know Mario Cristobal, I believe in Mario Cristobal, I know he could develop players, but player development at that program has been trash. T-R-A-S-H, all capital letters, for two decades. Let's get it fixed. Let's continue to see these players get better, continue to see them progress. And let's have some standards about what we expect and what we put out on the field, and no foot off the gas, because that's the thing about this university. They get confident, they get cocky, they take their foot off the gas, they stop working, and then they start losing.
They get foolish penalties. Yeah. We had a lot of that last year.
Undisciplined play.
Yeah. That got us a lot last year.
Like, if you know you got the squad, act like you got the squad and do the things that you need to do to be where you want to be. If you're talking about 16 games, let's do the things that it takes to get to that point. Hell, I've never seen an ACC championship for the University of Miami. Let's start there. Let's start with the baby steps and let that set up everything. That should be your first goal. The Dolphins don't talk about anything before they talk about an AFC East championship. So let's keep the goal to go.
That is one of those things. Yeah, we get caught up in all this, and now we're starting to say, like, yeah, we haven't won an ACC championship. And you got to start saying this, too, now. It's only been 1 week, but are they hearing and feeling themselves a little bit too much now?
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to
see. Come on now. You know they are.
Most impressive team, week one. They're not, and everyone said,
everybody's saying the Canes are back. Yeah, okay.
Going into the season, everyone's saying maybe the most underrated team is the Canes. Canes go out there, win 41-17 against Florida. Now it's the coaching staff's job to say, okay.
But this is what gets the fan base all excited.
Dial it back.
Up. They get hyped up because they want you to be back to what they were before. So after a performance like this, and then Cam putting up the performance he did, they don't want to hear anything negative. That's why they're going there attacking Omar. But no, that's why the Texans are attacking Omar. But Omar's saying is also true. It's like, we've seen this before. Like, continue this. Let's not act like though everything stopped. Continue this. You beat Florida. You really have two easy games coming up. No disrespect to FAMU. Absolute disrespect.
Absolute respect.
And Ball State. Then you go what? To play South Florida? You said it, Dan. That's going to be South Florida's Super Bowl. That's their national title game. And then you come back home for Virginia Tech. And then you start really getting into the heart of the ACC schedule. They should be undefeated. They should be undefeated going into taking on Louisville and Florida State in those two back-to-back weeks. I can understand why the fan base is excited, but I hear scale back a little bit. Let's just take it week by week, because that's what we usually do as a fan base. We get excited and start thinking ahead, way ahead, when we shouldn't. So week by week's process.
Take it week by week. Vlad has you being undefeated going into Louisville and Florida State. That's what we're going to do week by week.
Week by week, I looked at it ahead, but
I've got to worry about FAMU coming to town.
Thank you.
Damn FAMU.
Hey, you better worry about our band. They not like us.
Oh, they not like us. We got one more hour of the Joe Rose Show here on a Labor Day, 560 WQAM.
You're invited to a night of whiskey, stars, and cigars. WQAM and Ed Moore